Frédéric Gimond-Lanteri, the head of the Salon d'Hier site.
Vous êtes ici sur le site des salins,
You're on the site of the Pesquier Salterns, which are part of the salt marshes of Hier. This was a man-made site created in 1848 to exploit salt, and it was run in a traditional manner. Production stopped in 1995, and in 2001 it was then acquired by the conservation agency TPM, being in charge of the site management, and the design of a mapped visit in order to help the general public discover the site.
Sur le site était produit 20 000
Each year, 20,000 tons of salt were produced on the site, which sounds like a lot, but is actually not very much. This production was intended for the chemical industry, not for human consumption. And because it was intended for industrial use, its market value was low. Human activity here varied along the centuries. Before production was automated, Piemontese laborers came to work in the salt marshes, and at one time, there were close to 400 of them on the site. Conversely, during the era of extreme mechanization, there were only 14 employees left to harvest these 20,000 tons of salt. It was thus a small site with low economic benefit, and that's why it shut down. Today, the site belongs to the Coastline Conservation Agency, and in partnership with Toulon Provence Méditerranée, our aim is to favor biodiversity. So this site still is subject to hydraulic management, and while water is circulated, it's no longer for the production of salt, but for food quality and biology, especially for the water birds. This is a humid area of international importance, which offers shelter to different species of birds during their full life cycle, with a particular responsibility, notably during the reproduction of birds, as this plays a key role in the conservation of species. Our emblematic species is the pink flamingo, which is mostly present during the overwintering and prenuptial migration periods. The pink flamingo does not reproduce here in the summer, but instead in the Camargue. The issues in terms of reproduction mostly concern the avocet, the black-winged stilt, and the slender-billed gull. The slender-billed gull settled in the salt marshes in 2008. We make the most of being an island. We make the water flow not only to offer better food, but also to create nesting islets for those species that nest in colonies on the ground. So the slender-billed gull is part of nature's response to our efforts as it came to nest on our sites for the first time in 2009. Part of our mission is to organize activities and welcome visitors. We also act as an information point, disseminating the knowledge we possess about our sites to the public. We welcome about 150 school groups every year. We invite the general public to take part in our guided visits or to visit the nature area, which is open from Wednesday to Sunday. We also have two events over two weekends during the Fête de la Nature, Nature Festival in May, in the older salt marshes, and during the Journée Européenne du Patrimoine, European Heritage Days, in the Pesquier Salterns. On these days, we open our doors to visitors and especially to local residents to offer them a chance to visit the sites. It is always a pleasure to welcome them.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon Provence Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.